You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on April 26, 2026, 4 days after Elio Luongo was announced as SFU's 13th Chancellor, effective this June. Welcome to episode 17 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today was the final song last week that was aborted per lack of time. Let's see. Just taking a look right now. Just trying to find out. Hotmail is not accessible on computers 1 and 2 because Hotmail, they want me to send. Okay. Even sending my last four digits of my cell phone is still denying access. So this is the predicament I'm facing right now. So without further ado, it is Dave Mossing's Homesteaders 2, Interlude 1. That was Homesteader Suite 2. That was Homesteaders Suite 2, Interlude 1 from Dave Mossing's Homesteaders. Next up is Non-Suites, Non-Suite Singles. here is Yukata. Sorry, I'm just getting my... I'm just trying to recover my Hotmail account right now. I will... I will come back with a PSA or two this time.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Hi, I'd like to... Just a minute. Let me look if I can access my... Oh, now looks like I'm able to access it. Sorry about this. Until now, I was accessing my show script on my cell phone's Outlook because the Hotmail account in either Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and, well, or my, okay, my Hotmail account on Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and Mozilla Firefox did not work out until I changed my password. Thank God. Now I'd like to comment on SFA Athletics at this time. On April 20th, both Red Leafs golf teams started in their respective three-day Great Northwest Athletic Conference Golf Championships at Coeur d'Alene Golf Resort in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where the women's teed off at 7:30 a.m., followed by the men's at 9:20 a.m. On April 22nd, SFU golf teams completed the three-day Great Northwest Athletic Conference Golf Championships at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where the women's won their fourth consecutive GNAC crown, while the men's finished third. First with the Red Leafs women's, which won the 16th tournament after firing 49 over par, 913 strokes over three rounds for 19.57 points, 25 strokes ahead of the runner-up Seattle Pacific with 10.2 points. SFU were led by Izzy Ferguson with 10 over par, 226 strokes for second, 19.61 points, just one stroke behind Lauren Lee of Seattle Pacific, who earned the individual crown with 21.31 points, followed by Dana Smith with 11 over par, 227 strokes for third, 18.04 points, Mira Minhas with 12 over par, 228 strokes for a fourth place tie with Zoe Garcia of Seattle Pacific, 16.6 points each. Cadence Co with 18 over par, 234 strokes for 10th, 10.07 points. And Anaya Bandel with 19 over par, 235 strokes for 11th, 9.26 points, as the five Red Leafs women finished within top 11 golfers among 29. Now with the SFU men's, who fired 24 over par, 876 strokes over three rounds for third among five teams, 22.86 points, just three strokes behind the runner-up St. Martin's with 24.72 points, and Western Washington won the team crown after three over par, 855 strokes with 39.5 points. The Red Leafs men were tied. The Red Leafs men were led by Brendan O'Brien with two over par, 215 strokes for a fifth place tie with Christopher Zamani of Western Washington, 27.44 points each, followed by Dansby Carswell with five over par, 218 strokes for eighth, 21.37 points, Nick Bjornsson with seven over par, 220 strokes for a 10th place tie with Dylan Christensen of Northwest Nazarene, 18.09 points each, Ben Buckner and Max Corcoran with 16 over par, 229 strokes each for a 21st place tie, 8.55 points each, as Rasmus Temker of St. Martin's won the individual crown with 1 over par, 1 under par, 212 strokes for 35.24 points. In the 2026 men's golf, in the 2026 GNAC Men's Golf Championships at the Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Later on April 22nd, the SFU Swimming Facebook and Instagram pages announced the recruitment of Serena Chen, who hails from Surrey, competes in freestyle, and attends Fraser Heights Secondary School. Both Red Leafs track and field teams started in the... On April 24th, both Red Leafs track and field teams started in the Pee Wee Halsell Collegiate Invite at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where the Western High School Invite also took place, with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds, with the first event, men's shot puts, starting at 9:30 a.m. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU, where it's athletes first competed in the men's javelin throw and women's long jump, both occurring at noon. In the men's javelin throw, Thomas McDonald hurled 58.72 for fifth among 19 finishers, 21 total, 4 points. In the women's long jump, Jaslyn Negra leaped 5.39 for third, 6 points, and Sarah Altamirano at 4.94 for seventh among 9 finishers, 2 points. In the men's high jump, Leupold Wang cleared 1.85 for fourth, 5 points, followed by Lyndon McDermott clearing 1.75 for fifth among 6 finishers, 4 points, 8 total. In the men's 5,000 run, Anderson Cole bolted in at 16.026 for third among 13 finishers, 16 total, 6 points. In the women's 200, Charlotte Bosma charted in at 24.46 for fourth, 5 points, and Alex Barley at 25.23 for eighth among 16 finishers, 1 point, 18 total. Veronica D won the women's 800 run at 208.67, 10 points, followed by Stephanie Miller at 209.9 for fourth, 5 points. Arden Mathis at 214.35 for 6, 3 points, and Celine Tasimir at 216.23 for 7th among 23 finishers, 2 points, 26 total. In the men's 800 run, Mark Molina charged in at 153.56 for 3rd, 6 points among 37 finishers, 44 total. In the men's long jump, Danish Adams leaped 6.48 for 4th among 8 finishers, 5 points, 12 total. In the men's 200 dash, Jacob Hull bolted in at 21.82 for second, 8 points, only behind Nolan McKenham of Western Washington at 21.56, 10 points, followed by Liam O'Donnell at 21.97, 6 points, and Adrian Law at 22.31 for 8th among 22 finishers, 1 point, 27 total. Let me look how he fared. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. Today has been a hectic day, but there often have been a couple omissions, which I would like to fix at this time. Just a minute, please. Shouldn't take a whole lot longer. Just trying to look at where was I? Liam O'Donnell in the men's 200 dash. Just a minute. What? Oh no, this is. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong meet. Sorry about this. So it meant. Adrian Law was, just a minute. Where was I? Liam O'Donnell in the men's 200 dash. Let me look at it. Oh, we got it. Liam O'Donnell was third, 6 points in the men's 200 dash. Okay, where was I? In the women's 100 dash, Serena Kennedy-Hailu ran in at 12.69 for 6th as the last finisher, 3 points. In the men's dash, Liam O'Donnell charged in at 10.66 for 3rd, 6 points. Adrian Law at 10.75 for 5th, 4 points. And Jackson Burhell at 11.06 for 10th among 15 finishers, 23 total. In the women's high jump, Noble Wedman-Kent sprung 1.5 in a three-way tie for third, 5 points, along with Sarah Dittman of Alaska Anchorage, Marissa Kloss of Western Washington, followed by Megan McKay at... Okay. In the women's high jump, Noble Wedman-Kent sprung to clear 1.5 in a three-way tie for third, 5 points, along with Sarah Dittman of Alaska Anchorage, Marissa Kloss of Western Washington, followed by Megan McKay clearing 1.45 in a three-way tie for fourth, 4 points, along with Griffey Carroll and Cassandra Sherberg, both of Western Washington, 8 finishers, 12 total, as the Red Leafs men earned 55 points for second among 10 teams, only behind Western Washington with a whopping 222 points, while the Red Wings women earned 44 points for second among 10 teams. Only behind Western Washington with an overwhelming 174 points in the Pee Wee Helsel Collegiate Invite at Civic Stadium in Bellingham were the Western High School Invite also occurred on April 24th. SFU track and field teams stayed in Bellingham for April 25th for the Ralph Vernaccia Invitational, also at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where the Western High School Invite also continued, with the first event, Women's Hammer, starting at 9:30 a.m. with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU, which started in the women's 4x100 relay, where the quartet of Serena Kennedy Hailu, Charlotte Bosma, Alex Barley, and Kalinda Chatwin charged in at 46.92 for second among five finishers, six total, only behind Western Washington at 46.84. I believe this actually occurred at noon, along with the men's triple jump. In the men's triple jump, Danish Adams leaped 13.65 for second among eight finishers. Danish Adams leaped 13.65 for second among 10 finishers, 8 points, 12 total, only behind Morris Abrabar of Green River, Washington at 14.44, 10 points. In the women's triple jump, Domfo Abeka sprung 10.94 for fourth. Domfo Abeka sprung 10.94 for fourth among 10 finishers, 5 points, 13 total. In the women's high jump, Nova Wedman Kent cleared 1.45 in a three-way tie for ninth, along with Kylie Svoboda, Maria Hill, both with Spokane Community College, among 14 competitors, where there were ties for 2nd, 4th, 9th, and 12th, 19 in total. In the women's 1500 run, Rachel Watkins bolted in at 439.38 for 3rd among 38 finishers, 6 points, 46 total. In the men's 1500 run, Aiden Good ran in at 352.56 for 8th, 1 point, followed by Mayberry Racola for 10th at 353.44 among 70 finishers, 86 total. In the women's long jump, Jasmine Negra leaped 5.38 for 2nd among 15 finishers, 8 points, 17 total, only behind Nicole Avery of Western Washington at 5.67, 10 points. In the women's 400 dash, Charlotte Bosma charged in at 53.91 for second, 8 points, only behind Beck Bennett of Western Washington at 53.25, 10 points, followed by Claire Bosma at 57.72 for 10th among 19 finishers, 22 total. In the men's 400 dash, Tyson Carr clocked in at 49.91 for 10th among 33 finishers, 40 total. In the women's 100 dash, Serena Kennedy Hailu ran in at 12.8 for 7th among 17 finishers, 2 points, 24 total. In the men's high jump, Leupold Wang cleared 2 for 2nd, 8 points, only behind Napella Nahe of Spokane Community College, who also cleared 2 but succeeded in his only attempt, while Wang needed 2 attempts, followed by Lyndon McDermott clearing 1.8 in a 3-way tie for 7th, along with Aaron Culler of Olympic Washington and Aaron Paul of Western Washington. In the men's 100 dash, Jacob Hall clocked in at 10.89 for 7th, 2 points, followed by Adrian Law at 10.92 for 9th among 44 finishers, 53 total. In the men's 400 hurdles, Nathaniel McNeil ran in at 58.77 for 10th among 13 finishers, 16 total. In the women's 200 dash, Veronica Robertson clocked in at 25.97 for 8th among 18 finishers, 1 point, 26 total. In the men's 200 dash, Adrian Law ran in at 22.03 for 9th among 51 finishers, 64 total. In the women's 5,000 run, Milena Kalish bolted in at 1804.33 for third among 10 finishers, 6 points, 15 total. Both Red Leafs teams won their respective 4x400 as the women's quartet of Arden Mathis, Claire Bosma, Rhea Matanovic, Charlotte Bosma prevailed at 343.23 for 10 points among 4 finishers, 6 total, and the men's quartet of Liam Barnes, Jacob Hall, Tyson Carr, Colton Plummer triumphed at 321.97 for 10 points among 7 finishers, 8 total, in the 2026 Ralph Vernaccia Invitational, where the SFU men earned 30 points for 9th, while the SFU women earned 58.5 points for 4th. The hosts, Western Washington, won both crowns as the men amassed 213, while the women piled 192 points at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 17 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Nijay B's Reshape, Refashion. Here is My Body featuring Coletta, Rico's Grizz, and Dubby Godbars.
Dancing with somebody, like making out in a painting is a dolly. With an accent on my favorite curve, every step is in sync. Don't even overthink it, touch my body. Yeah, my body.
Ooh, yeah, girl, yeah. You want it, I want it. Your body, I'm on it. I'll see you in the morning. I'ma put you to bed, bed, bed. Go ahead and lift up them legs and put them. So go slow just like you said. My acrobat, flip off the mat. Rhythm on 10, riding the track. Living in the moment with you. Your presence is more than a gift. So all of me's what I give you. Cuffing the toes like a rest. But I got my warrant, I'm in.
But I ain't no sheriff, feel like we in Paris. And you in the Louvre, and you got me staring. And you be the rarest artistic expression. When you in the nude, the value quadruple, no
guess
question.
I'm a collector, I love your aesthetic. Put you on the bed like a holiday setting. Body on body, you're moving electric. You stepping, I'm stepping, we stepping. Cause
dancing with somebody, like making out in the painting is a dolly. With an accent on my favorite curve, every step is in sync. Don't even touch my body, yeah, my body. Dancing with somebody, like making out in the painting is a dolly. With an accent on my favorite curve, every step is in sync. Don't even overthink it, touch my body, yeah, my body.
I'm on your with 150 racks on me, come try me.